fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what y'all looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what y'all looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview Game 5 of the 2023 NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets, as Denver tonight has the opportunity to end it all, possibly. They have a chance to win their first NBA championship in the 46 years that they've been in the NBA. And they're definitely the city of Denver, one of those great sports cities. And they've been waiting a long time for this, and they hope that they can have the opportunity to end it, seal the deal, and give the franchise its first NBA championship in the 46-year history of the organization. So, again, we're going to preview Game 5. We're going to start off with the visiting team, the Miami Heat. You know, Miami, tough, full of skill, will, persistence, and resiliency. That's been the motto of the Miami Heat throughout this whole season, and especially in this playoff run and in the NBA Finals. Here's Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra speaking to the media ahead of Game 5.
Yeah, we were actually just reading that. He talked about the Mamba mentality, and what a spectacular win and career. And he's talked about that mental side of the game. We have a very mentally tough team. We do believe in that. You know, we have a big goal, and from our standpoint, nothing has changed. It is extremely challenging to accomplish that ultimate title. We have a very stubborn and defiant group, and I think it's good to have a little bit of defiance from time to time. We have I've used this term before, savage competitors. They love the ultimate challenges and the ultimate competition. Some of the fiercest battles were back in training camp when we were competing and splitting up teams. We could barely get through those full contact practices without everybody screaming at each other, yelling at the coaches that are officiating, arguing about the scores. It's that level of intensity when they're playing and competing for a score. And love playing in these kind of environments, you know, where it's the crowd's going to be great. Everybody's counting us out. We're used to that, but ultimately, it has to be decided between those four lines. The crowd's not going to decide it. The narratives aren't going to decide it. Whatever the analytics are about 3-1, that ain't going to decide it. It's going to be decided between those four lines, whose game can get to whose game and ultimately win at the end. That's what our guys love. That's what we're looking forward to it. Yeah, by the time we got on the flight, everybody was great. We get to compete in this kind of game, you know, tomorrow night. Everybody's looking forward to that. If you're a real competitor, that you want this. You want the feeling that you have leading up to the game, how you feel, in your heart and in your stomach when that ball gets tipped up. Yeah, we've had setbacks. That's part of the playoffs. Tough losses. Our group has shown a resilience to bounce back and show that defiance time and time again.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So you heard in the soundbite what Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra said ahead of Game 5. It's the resiliency. It's the toughness. It's that skill. It's that will that has gotten Miami over the hump for much of this season, especially during this playoff run. And Coach Spoelstra said they're going to rely on that gritness and that grittiness, and they're going to rely on the word that he's used this year, being gnarly, meaning being nasty, having that work ethic, that never-say-die attitude to get them hopefully a victory in Game 5 to avoid elimination and try to take the series back to the 305 Miami for a possible Game 6. Let's stay with the Miami Heat for a moment. Now, here's Miami Heat forward Jimmy Butler as he talked to the media ahead of Game 5.
It is at an all-time high just because it always has been all year. It always will be. The belief that we have in one another, it stems from the amount of time that we spend one another in, how we actually enjoy being around one another. And we know what each other is capable of. So we didn't come this far to stop playing now, no matter what the odds are, the analytics. When we get out there, we just got to compete. We got to win one, and then we got to win another one, and then we got to win another one. Not long. I think there's nothing that you could do about it once you lose a game. You can get better, you can learn, and then you can go into the next one and make sure that you win, which is what we must do, you know. The next three are legit must wins, or we came this far for no reason. So let go of Game 4, 3-2-1, and focus in on the one that's next.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. And again, the motto for this Game 5 as it relates to the Miami Heat is getting one and hopefully taking it back to Miami for a possible Game 6, having the tenacity, having that will, having that toughness and that desire, as the coach Eric Spoelstra said, being gnarly. And that's just what some of the sentiments that Jimmy Butler is talking about, getting one and then hopefully taking it back to Miami, winning another one and possibly forcing a Game 7. But they got to take care of business in this Game 5, in this elimination game, if they have any chance of wanting to try to have the series shift back to Miami for Game 6. So you heard Jimmy Butler talk about it, and now here's Miami Heat center Bam Adebayo talking to the media ahead of Game 5.
By any means necessary, we go out there, lay it on the line, and you let the chips fall where they lay. Nobody wants to be in this position, but, you know, for us, we've been through so much adversity in this season. Who else would be in this situation? So for us, man, we've dealt with adversity before. Biggest thing for us is go out there, play basketball, have ultimate clarity. It's the difference I don't see is the will. I feel like he plays with when he gets in the playoffs. Because everybody expected to be skill, talent, finesse, and he brings a different element. It's rugged, it's in the mud, and it's winning basketball still. So everybody looks at one side and says, oh, we like the way they play. It's finesse. It's this, that, and the third. And he brings an element of, nah, we're in the mud. We're going to grind this out. And we're at the end of the day, we're still going to win.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So at the beginning of the soundbite, you heard Miami Heat center Bam Adebayo just talking about the importance of winning the game, winning this Game 5 in Denver, and hopefully taking the series back to Miami for a Game 6. He says this is by any means necessary. Of course, using a quote made famously by the late, great Malcolm X, by any means necessary, and that's the motto what Bam is bringing into this Game 5. Miami has got to win this one by any means necessary if they want to take the series back to the 305 in Miami for a possible game six. He was also asked about what Jimmy Butler means to the Miami Heat, and you just heard what Bam was saying, that Jimmy brings the skill, he brings the will, he brings the toughness, he brings the heart, he bring, you know, he'll do whatever it takes to get a win, he'll just get it out of the mud, you know, by any means necessary. And that's Bam just talking about his teammate Jimmy Butler and some of the great qualities that he brings to the Miami Heat. All right, you heard from Miami, now let's hear from the team that has a chance to win an NBA championship, a chance to close it out, the Denver Nuggets. Here's head coach Michael Malone talking to the media ahead of Game 5.
I would say regarding the team response, I thought it was outstanding. You know, we went down to Miami, won two games on the road, and we did it by playing just great defense. So our guys really bought in and committed to not only playing harder for longer, but also just being a lot more connected and talking our defense and being disciplined. So it was two great examples in Game 3 and 4. My biggest concern going into any closeout game is human nature and fighting against that. You know, you're up 3-1, and, you know, most teams, when you're up 3-1, they come up for air, they relax, and they just kind of take it for granted that, oh, we're going to win this. And the neat thing for us is that going back to the bubble, you know, we've been down 3-1 before. And we've come back and won. And we know anything is possible. And that's why, like, my message to our team before we came down to the media and the open portion of practices was, our approach has to be that we're down 3-1. You know, they're desperate. We have to be more desperate. They're hungry. We have to be hungrier. And there is no celebrating after game 4. We have another game that we have to win. And the closeout game is always the hardest game ever. So I'm looking forward to seeing our approach. You know, we had it in Game 6 against Phoenix. We had it in Game 5 against Minnesota. We had it in Game 4 against the Lakers. And my hope is that's one of just an unbelievable crowd, incredible environment, that our players understand the opportunity in front of them and take full advantage of it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. You know, Coach Malone talked about human nature, and human nature can kick in periodically, especially when he was asked about Game 5, specifically closeout games. And closeout games, elimination games, are the hardest in professional sports. And while Coach Malone, he's excited to currently have this 3-1 lead with the potential of winning an NBA championship, he understands that human nature can kick in. And yes, they do have a series lead, but he's not sleeping on the Miami Heat. He understands the importance of staying razor sharp and staying focused and having that consistency and keeping those blinders on, not to get distracted. And he understands how closeout games and elimination games can be very tough. And Coach Malone, again, he's excited. However, he still understands that there's still more work to be done. There's still a job to be done, and there's still more work to be done as they prepare for this possible elimination game, as the Nuggets are on the verge of winning an NBA championship. Let's stay with the Nuggets now. Here's Bruce Brown talking to the media ahead of Game 5.
We can't be worried about that. We know we're playing against a great team. Obviously, they've been dialed the whole year, and they made it this far for a reason. So we just got to be focused, bring energy, and still know our personnel extremely well, and just be focused on winning the game. I mean, I think about it when it's time. I don't think about it 24/7. When I'm home, just chilling, my dog, my family is in town. But when it's time to lock in, I'll lock in. I was thinking about what color shirts they were going to be wearing. But it's going to be crazy. It's going to be loud. The fans are going to be here probably early. But I can't wait. You know, I feed off their energy, so hopefully it's going to be a big night.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So similar to what head coach Michael Malone was saying, Bruce Brown, again, he says he understands that the Nuggets have a series lead and they're on the verge of possibly winning their first NBA championship in franchise history. But as what Coach Malone was saying, Bruce was also saying that they still remain focused, they still remain consistent, they still remain locked in on the game plan and not letting their emotions take over the situation. And he just also talked about how he's just relieving the stress about being at home with his dog and having family members and just not thinking about it. And he understands that the crowd at the Ball Center, at the Ball Arena in downtown Denver is going to be at a fever pitch tonight, but he also understands that there's still a job to be done and there's still more work to be done, and that he's not taking the Miami Heat lightly by any means of the imagination. And let's stay with Denver now. Here are players Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon talking to the media.
This team is different than the other teams we faced. I think they're relentless. Like, they're going to come in full force. We ended up actually blowing Phoenix out in Phoenix, you know what I mean? But we know it's not going to be like that. But one thing about this team is we just have a game-by-game mentality. So we're viewing it as we're down 3-1. We're not up 3-1 right now. We got to win. That's our mindset, and that's pretty much how we've done all playoffs in these elimination games.
Well, we rely on our team. You know, we rely on our brothers. We understand what the task is at hand and what we're trying to accomplish and the opportunity that we have in front of us. And to accomplish that, you need a level of focus. So while the rest of the city is frenetic and ecstatic and buzzing, we got to stay calm and we got to stay level-headed and focused to achieve what we've set out to achieve since training camp.
Yeah, I think one thing that I really respect about Coach Malone is just the fact that he's consistent in his, you know, how he is. Like, he hasn't coached us any different, tried to motivate us any different than he has all season. Like, Coach Malone is very competitive. Even game 82, I think we played against Utah, I'm pretty sure. But he was just as upset about that game, losing that game, as he would a game right now. You know what I mean? So he's very consistent in his approach and the way he coaches us individually and as a team. So, I can respect that. And I think that that's one thing that I see from him.
Yeah, I think Mike said it best. He's competitive. He's a straight competitor. It doesn't matter if we're up 20 or down 20. He's going to be honest either way. I know they want it bad, but, I mean, we want it bad too, you know. I don't think anybody wanted better than we wanted.
That audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So you heard Denver Nuggets players Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon just talking about, you know, Michael at the beginning of the soundbite just saying that they're not letting their guards down by any stretch of the imagination. They know Miami is going to bring the heat, no pun intended, for this game five. And Michael understands that, yeah, they're on the verge of possibly winning an NBA championship. However, what he also understands is that they're not going to let their guard down because they know Miami can turn it up and turn it on fast and in a hurry. And he knows that those players such as Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, just to name a few, are quality players. They're tough players and they're not going to let their guard down. And then Aaron was just talking about understanding they know the magnitude. They understand that the city of Denver and the franchise, they're on the verge of doing something great. But Aaron, similar to what Michael was saying, they know that they still have a job to do. They understand that, yeah, the emotions are going to be running high in the city, and the fans have been waiting a long time for this. But they also understand that a job has to be done, and they're going to do whatever they have to do to try to get the job done first before any potential celebration. And then towards the end of the soundbite, both players were just discussing about the respect that they have for Nuggets head coach Michael Malone. And certainly they have Coach Malone's respect, and Coach Malone has a lot of respect for them as well. And certainly Coach Malone has done a great job in this run, in this season for the Denver Nuggets. Speaking of doing a great job since he's been in Denver, the Joker, Nikola Jokic. Here's the Nuggets center talking to the media.
I mean, I always say he came visit me a couple times back home in Serbia, and he came visit me even when I played for national team in Lithuania. Was it Lithuania? So, yeah, he came around a couple times, so my whole family just get him to know him, and we got together, we did some couple fun things. So, you know, and for a relationship for a whole 8 years, we grown so much. like not just on the court. So, you know, he's a good guy, and he always likes to visit me, and we always appreciate him. Yeah. You know, I mean, there is always yet Felipe, who has been mean since day one. Jason Miller, who is a trainer, who was literally with me through everything, every injury, every pain, every so. Sparky, Augie, who is working with me, came to Serbia a bunch of times. So Sparky, who is always there in the background, and you know, I'm just happy that I have the same guys around me the whole time, and I'm gonna do my best to keep them as possible, as much as possible around me, you know, because I like to stick with my people who has been with me from the beginning. I think it's not going to be emotions. It's going to be a job that we need to be done, you know. I think we're ready. We're going to be locked in and ready to go, and it's just going to be a game that we need to win.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So you heard at the beginning of the soundbite, Nikola Jokic talking about the relationship that has been built over the years since him and head coach Michael Malone have been together. And you heard Nikola just talking about Coach Malone visiting him one summer back in Nikola's homeland of Serbia, and just they welcomed him with open arms, and they had the opportunity to just talk and just continue to build on that seamless relationship that those two have had. And then Nikola also just talked about something that is not rarely talked about in sports enough, which is the Department of Strength and Conditioning. If you know about the Denver Nuggets, and specifically if you know about Nikola Jokic, since he's arrived in Denver, great player, but not always in the best shape, so to speak. So in order to get his strength and conditioning to a maximum, he worked tirelessly during the offseason with Nugget strength and conditioning coach Felipe Eichenberger. And so he, like what Nikola was just saying, he talked about some other guys that have helped out in his development and in the strength and conditioning portion of his game. But Felipe has been the one that's really brought the best out of him. Of course, you know, Nikola, when he first came to the NBA and specifically with the Denver Nuggets, I mean, Nikola would drink a 2-liter of Coke every day like it's nothing, but Felipe got him and put together a meal plan for him, also made sure that he devoted himself to being in the gym, working out, also making sure that his strength, his conditioning is in tip-top shape, making sure his stamina is on point when you're playing a game like basketball that involves a lot of cardio. And certainly Felipe and the rest of his crew that Nikola has worked with during his time in Denver, it's worked. I mean, again, Nikola is a two-time NBA regular season MVP, and then again, we're seeing him put on this monster run so far during the playoffs and going into the NBA Finals. So Nikola, hey, the best just continues to get better, and Nikola Jokic is doing that. And lastly, for the Denver Nuggets, Jamal Murray. Hey, when Jamal was first drafted by the Nuggets coming out of Kentucky, I knew this guy was going to be a star. And we're seeing everything coming full circle, sort of speak. Here's Jamal talking to the media ahead of Game 5.
Me, appreciate Gallo. For me, the first person that reached out was Clay in the room. In the x-ray room, that meant a lot to me. That helped me a lot. I understand that from the get-go is going to be a long journey, and just seeing his face in that moment, and you could tell he was still recovering from his injury and he was still hurt mentally. It just helped me a lot, you know, get through knowing that I'm going to be in a dark time. It's not going to be some cakewalk, so Oladipo. A lot of guys did. It's hard for me to single out a few, but Gallo was one. All my old teammates. I'm just happy to be in this position, knowing that everything I did during rehab was solid. I think it's realization. I think is one of the biggest things. You know, everybody talks about, you know, don't want to miss an opportunity, or when you miss an opportunity, you're like, damn, that was a good opportunity for me to have. I just think, you know, thinking about all the things that I've done growing up, all the things I've wanted to do growing up, to be here is one of them.
and I don't want to miss the opportunity that I'm in. So just, like I said, knowing is not enough. It's good to know it and realize it, but you got to go out there and motivate yourself to do it. So for me, it's just keeping that mindset. But all the martial arts, not just basketball. I mean, all the martial arts stuff helps me with just life and navigate, you know, that way. I don't know. I'd just say, patience is key. Nothing happens overnight. I think we've done a great job of, as an not just as a team, but as an organization, just sticking together, keeping each other up, motivating each other. We got Stan and Josh in the locker rooms, win or loss, which means a lot. Just having everybody, seeing everybody's faces. I'll still get messages from Tim. I'll still get messages from Monte. So everybody's been part of the journey, understands what we're about. And it's just nice to see us be a big family and understand what it takes to win. And it's been a journey, a lot of fun. We got more work to do.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. And you heard Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray at the beginning of the soundbite. He talked about what happened to him 2 years ago and suffering that devastating injury to his Achilles tendon, tearing his ACL to be exact, tearing his ACL. And Jamal just talked about being in a dark space. He talked about being in the dark space, and he knew that he was going to be in a dark space for a long time. And he was just grateful to come out of that dark space, getting the support after suffering that devastating injury and then going through the long and the agonizing rehab process. Of course, getting support from Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors, Victor Oladipo from the Miami Heat, also a former Denver Nuggets teammate, Danilo Gallinari, and just having those guys, and as well as strong support from family members and friends, and going through that long rehab process, Jamal was able to make those slow steps back to being the Jamal Murray we've all known and loved. Even before Bubble Murray, everybody talks about Bubble Murray, but man, Jamal was Jamal before Bubble Murray. And then he really came of age in the bubble, and then the following year, of course, suffering that devastating ACL injury. But Jamal just talked about coming out of that dark space, which it took a lot of time for him to do so, but nevertheless, he was able to get his game back, get his spark back, and get back to the Jamal Murray that we've known and loved. And also, Jamal, for those of you that may not know any personal things about Jamal, Jamal has practiced the martial arts for a long time. And Jamal was just, he was asked that question about how is the martial arts correlated to what he does in the sport of basketball. And Jamal was just saying that it's something like a stress reliever. It's a stress reliever. It helps him try to navigate what he's trying to do, not just on the court, but off the court as well in the game of life. And he was just asked about, hey, the possibility of wrapping it up in five games, and the Nuggets could win their first NBA championship in 47 years. And Jamal was just saying, well, he's not buying into that as of yet. He's excited, but he knows that Miami's going to bring it. And they have to, the job's not done yet. One quarter at a time, there's still more work to be done. And Jamal wants to seal the deal and, but not get too excited, but he understands that there's still more work to be done. And so the Denver Nuggets, again, they currently have a 3-1 series lead in the 2023 NBA Finals, and they have an opportunity to win their first NBA championship in 43 years. Will they wrap it up, or will the Miami Heat fast? We're going to take this thing back to Miami or the 305 for a possible Game 6. So it's certainly going to be an interesting thing. It's going to be, I know Denver's going to bring the heat in front of that crowd at the Ball Arena in downtown Denver. We know Miami, they're going to bring it. They're going to bring that toughness. They're going to bring that consistency. And I know head coach Eric Spoelstra is going to have his guys ready. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, just to name a few. They're going to be ready. And, hey, this should be an interesting Game 5. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you have a great one.